SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
For the past 24 years, the southwest region of the United States has been in drought. Colby Pellegrino is the Deputy General Manager of Resources at the Southern Nevada Water Authority.
We talk about drought as being the slowest moving freight train as far as natural disasters are concerned. This drought began in 2000, and since that time, the water level has dropped about 160 vertical feet. So if you look out here where the water level is today, if you were here in 2000, it'd be about at the bottom of these rocks, filling this entire area with water.
New research is suggesting that these kinds of mega droughts could one day happen here. Climate modelling from the Australian National University and the ARC Centre of Excellence for Climate Extremes says mega droughts are part of the natural variations of Australia's climate, but that climate change is making the prospect of such an extreme event more likely. Dr. Georgina Falstaff from the ANU is the lead co-author.
We used a lot of climate models to look into what we can expect from Australian droughts in the future. On the one hand, we found the possibility for naturally occurring mega droughts that can last for multiple decades. But then on the other hand, we also have climate change, which is tending to make droughts longer, particularly in southwestern and eastern Australia. And it's also making droughts more severe because of the hotter temperatures.
The ANU report has recommended urgent action be taken to rapidly reduce greenhouse gas emissions and transition as soon as possible to renewable energy sources. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia is already leading the charge on that front.
A vision for Australia that sees renewable energy powering advanced manufacturing here to produce more in Australia. Powered by clean energy, positioning ourselves to be a renewable energy superpower for the world. That's my government's vision.
The research has also found that parts of Australia already experiencing longer droughts because of climate change, including the Murray-Darling Basin, could expect future rainfall declines. The report has recommended Australia be prepared with water storage and management plans. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says that's exactly what the updated Murray-Darling Basin plan is for.
We can't stand by and allow our threatened species, our rivers, our wetlands, and the 3 million people who rely on this river system for their drinking water to be unprepared for the next dry period.
Not everyone has agreed that the updated plan will achieve its goals. The opposition's Perrin Davey has said she's not sure it's going to be as effective as it needs to be.
One thing we know, climate change, will see an increase in the extremes. More floods and more droughts. But when there's a drought, when there is no rain, it does not matter how much water you hold in licences, because that water is not there. What has seen us get through droughts in the past, including the Millennium Drought, and we know how devastating that was, but was the ability to capture the minimal inflows at the time in dams and manage the releases. This basin plan does not propose, and this amendment does not propose, any infrastructure that will help us manage for those extremities.
Farmers like Barossa Valley grape grower Greg Knight remain concerned about the lack of rainfall and how water will be allocated.
We're totally reliant on weather and climate here. We have some supplementary water available via dams, but it's only minimal. We may be able to influence it by 10 to 20% at the best.
Indigenous groups are also worried that their knowledge about how to look after the river has not been fully listened to. Bukkinjee community leader Owen Wyman has told SBS that the river system in New South Wales has huge cultural significance to them, and it's still not healthy.
You're talking about fish kills. It's becoming a regular thing because it's happening again already. You know, there's an alert out up in Melindi about the blue-green algae.
But South Australia's Deputy Premier and Climate Minister Susan Close has maintained that the updated Murray-Darling Basin plan is going to help everyone.
This isn't a matter of political pride. This is about the delivery of a sustainable Murray-Darling Basin. Because just as we've seen floods, we will next see a drought. And if we're not ready for that drought, all South Australians and all Australians will suffer for that. And the only way to ward off the worst effects of drought is to have water allocated to the environment to keep it healthy during tough times.
Australia has had around 10 severe droughts since the 1860s, including the Millennium Drought, which ran from 2001 to 2009. Dr. Folster says she remembers what that was like and how much damage it caused to the Murray-Darling region.
I'm from South Australia. I grew up through the Millennium Drought. And I remember we had very heavy water restrictions down in Adelaide. The Murray River pretty much stopped flowing by the time it got to the South Australian border. The Murray mouth closed. And then there was sort of dredging for almost a decade afterward. And there were a lot of impacts to the native plants and animals that rely on that river, on the sort of the rivers through the Murray-Darling Basin.
Dr. Folster says her research is accordingly both a warning and an opportunity.
It is scary. The word mega drought is concerning. But the reason that we do and publish research like this is that so we know that these mega droughts are a possibility, which means that we can be prepared in case one happens.
Deborah Grawk, SBS News.